I'm walking along the A12, something that normally I'd try to avoid. Sometimes, though, you don't have a choice. That's what happened to Lieutenant Joe Shea one night in 1945. We had to walk all the way back to Leyston Airfield. It's 22 miles. I'm doing this walk to see how the road has changed. He'd been to a dance.
We were called Land Girls. There were American air bases all over the place. They had dances, they'd always invite us. They made such a fuss of us. One Christmas, Glenn Miller played at our local base. They put notices up to see who'd want to go. Well, we all did. It was so crowded. There were girls everywhere.
But the dance was over. Joe and the Ipswich girl walked to the railway station where they knew the airbase trucks left from. A long wait until it dawned on both of them that the last truck had gone. Hardly anybody had a car. Anyone who did only had a tiny amount of petrol for them. There were no street lights because of the blackout, no signposts, they'd all been taken down. There was nobody Joe could call, nobody around to ask the way either. Half the population of Suffolk had been evacuated. The first part of the walk is easy enough. You just go along to the town hall, along Tavern Street, and then take the Woodbridge Road behind the Regent Cinema. Up at the top of the hill there's a cast iron milestone outside the garage. Keep going past the row of shops on the left, walk on, and suddenly there are round barrows. Burial mounds here, maybe 10 or more. It's really hard to imagine Martlesham as a sacred place, but once upon a time it must have been. Martlesham Heath Airfield was where the police headquarters is now. Today you turn left here to cross the valley, cross the roundabout that wasn't there, and keep walking downhill almost directly in line with the northeast runway on the vanished airbase. Past the fish and chip shop, and suddenly you're at the Red Lion pub in Martlesham Village. It reminds me of the Admiral Benbow, the inn where Treasure Island begins. There's a lonely lookout window and a massive red wooden lion himself who looks back at the creek he sailed when he was a young wooden lion on the prow of a sailing ship. Go up the hill under the railway bridge and here's the Martlesham Village sign. We're going to do what Joe did and turn right. All the traffic used to go through the middle of Woodbridge along the thoroughfare. It's taken me 3 hours to get here. Let's say 4 hours to go. That makes 7 hours of walking. I just can't see how this was done in time. Ufford and Wickham Market haven't changed much, though. Up the long drag past Gallows Hill. Take what's now the slip road to the A12. And Joe would have passed another milepost on the right. Saxmundham 6. Maybe he'll make it. There are no pavements on this stretch down the hill to where Marlsford Station used to be. On past the antique centre and drag up the hill towards Milestone Farm. It's a clue. Another milepost. Saxmundham 3 miles. Up yet another hill to Friday Street. He must have been walking for 6 hours now. There's another milepost near the top, close to Mollett's Farm. Saxmundham 2. Without a pavement, this is a horrible part of the walk. Just before the A12 crossed a railway line, there was another milepost. Saxmundham 1. Back then, the main road ran straight to Bixby's Corner, where the engineering shop made Maggie Hambling's shell sculpture. I've assumed that Joe left the dance at around 10:30 and discovered he'd missed his transport very soon after. He'd need to get his flight gear together, and the briefing to get radio frequencies and call signs.
I went with one for a while. He was sweet on me. He wanted us to get married so I could go back to Wisconsin with him, but my mum said it was too far away.
We're going to have to work backwards. We know that the fighters picked up the bombers they were supposed to escort at 8:17 a.m. on the Dutch coast at West Capella.
One of them showed a group of us girls around one of their planes, and we used to look out for it on the airfield, but one day it wasn't there anymore.
That's
just try not to think about it.
Takeoff could have been around 7:45 a.m, time to spare. If Joe got to Leyston Airfield at about 6, then this story actually fits together. He never saw the Ipswich girl again.
That would have been February 1945, and by August, they'd all gone back to America. I'll always remember them.
She didn't have a phone. And while he knew where her house was, he didn't know the address, so he couldn't send a letter or telegram. Beckles and Buckingham, Debbage and Nettleshaw, Leyston, Great Ashfield, Elveton Hall, Aylesworth and Honington, Horam and Lavenham, Mendlesham, Medfield, Woolston and Arne, Ruffham and Watersham, Woodbridge, Parham, Sudbury, Maiden and Bentwaters, Wattlesham Heath.